Killing Ground by Douglas Riemann, read by David Rintoul.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Dawn seemed slow to appear, reluctant even to lay bare the great ocean, which for once lacked its usual boisterous hostility. But there had been fog overnight, which had finally dispersed, and the sea, which lifted and dipped in a powerful swell, was unbroken, but for an occasional feather of spray. The sky was the colour of slate, and only a feeble light betrayed the presence of another morning, touching the crests with a metallic sheen, but leaving the troughs in darkness, like banks of molten black glass, deserted, an empty, treacherous place. But that was a lie, for, like jungle or desert, creatures moved here to seek cover from danger, to survive the ever-present hunters. As the light tried to feel its way through the slow-moving clouds, a few birds showed themselves, circling above the sea's face, or riding like broken garlands on the steep-sided troughs. To them the sea held no mystery, and they knew that the rugged coast of Ireland was barely 100 miles away. A deep-water fisherman, had there been one, or some wretched survivor on a raft or in a drifting lifeboat, might have sensed it. The slight throbbing tremor beneath the waves, a sensation rather than a sound, which could make even a dying man start with terror. But there was no one, and 40 meters beneath the surface the submarine moved slowly and warily, as if to follow the line on the chart where her captain's